finance and economics.
The missing half trillion. How the Federal Reserve drained America's banks of deposits.
It is easy to understand how money gets destroyed in a traditional bank run. Picture the men in top hats yelling at clerks in Mary Poppins. The crowds want their cash and bank tellers are trying to provide it. But when customers flee, staff cannot satisfy all comers before the institution topples. The remaining debts, which for banks include deposits, are wiped out. This is not what happens in the digital age. The depositors fleeing Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, did not ask for notes and coins. They wanted their balances wired elsewhere. Nor were deposits written off when the bank went under. Instead, regulators promised to make SVB's clients whole. Although the failure of the institution was bad news for shareholders, it should not have reduced the aggregate amount of deposits in the banking system. The odd thing is that deposits in American banks are nevertheless falling. Over the past year, those in commercial banks have sunk by $500 trillion, a drop of nearly 3%. This makes the financial system more fragile, since banks must shrink to repay their deposits. Where is the money going? The answer starts with money market funds, low-risk investment vehicles that buy short-term government and corporate debt. These saw inflows of $121 billion last week as SVB failed. However, money does not actually enter such vehicles, for they are unable to take deposits. Instead, cash that leaves a bank for a money market fund is credited to the fund's bank account from which it is used to purchase the commercial paper or short-term debt in which the fund invests. When the fund uses money in this way, it flows to the bank account of whichever institution sells the asset. Inflows to money market funds should thus shuffle deposits around the banking system rather than force them out of it. And that is what used to happen. Yet there is one obscure way in which money market funds may suck deposits from the banking system. The Federal Reserve's reverse repo facility, which was introduced in 2013. The scheme was a seemingly innocuous change to the financial system's plumbing that may, a decade later, be having a profoundly destabilizing impact on banks. In a usual repo transaction, a bank borrows from competitors or the central bank and deposits collateral in exchange. A reverse repo does the opposite. A shadow bank, such as a money market fund, instructs its custodian bank to deposit reserves at the Fed in return for securities. The scheme was meant to aid the Fed's exit from ultra-low rates by putting a floor on the cost of borrowing in the interbank market. After all, why should a bank or shadow bank ever lend to its peers at a lower rate than is available from the Fed?